Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
In an attempt to improve the city of Sultana's ability to attract, hire, and retain a quality workforce, the Sultana City Council unanimously approved Ordinance 2023-009, amending the various sections of the Personnel Code for the City of Sultana. Outgoing Sultana City Manager Stephanie Queen explained the necessity for the revisions of Chapter 2.28 of the Sultana Municipal Code.
This ordinance provides authorizing language for several of the recruitment and retention strategies that were previously discussed and approved as part of that strategy. For example, there's new language in the code that is proposed to authorize the hiring bonuses, relocation assistance, and employee referral programs to assist with our recruitment efforts, as well as some of the retention-focused efforts such as paid parental leave and use of administrative leave for salaried employees.
Queen also commented on the length and the amended Chapter 2.28 of the code.
It's a very long ordinance. This ends up amending about half of the sections in our Chapter 2.28, which is our personnel code. And so the memo that's in the packet starting on page 19 does a deeper dive than we usually do in terms of explaining those changes. So the sectional analysis in the memo goes through each of those sections and provides additional explanation and clarification about the proposed amendments.
The Sultana City Manager and Human Resources Manager identified several minor amendments which will add clarity and better align the code language with current practices. More details and the information about the code, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. On Tuesday, May 2nd, the City of Seward conducted a special municipal election, and there were two propositions on the ballot. According to the City of Seward, on the unofficial election day results, Proposition 1, shall the City of Seward sell the Seward Electric Utility with the negotiated terms and conditions previously approved by the City Council that are contingent on voter approval to Homer Electric Association? Yes votes are 186, no votes 134. According to the city clerk, the proposition requires a 3/5, 60% of the number of voters participating in the election to carry. Proposition 2, shall the City of Seward Charter Chapter 5.4A be amended to read as follows. The city manager shall be chosen solely on the basis of demonstrated administrative qualifications, with particular emphasis on training and experience as a professional municipal administrator. The council shall provide in the code for language enacting geographical boundaries within 10 miles from a mile marker zero of the Seward Highway for the manager's residence, and removing throughout the documentation the word he or his. Yes votes 209, no votes 108. The proposition requires a majority of 50% plus one of the number of voters participating in the election to carry. On election day, there were 320 ballots voted, plus six question ballots, plus two special needs ballots, and two by mail ballots turned in. During the absentee voting period, there were 51 absentee in-person ballots, plus 10 absentee by mail ballots received. This number is through Tuesday. Additional mail ballots may be received in the mail before the canvas board meets, plus four special need ballots. The Canvas Board will meet on Thursday, May 4th, starting at 1 p.m. in council chambers to count all the absentee special needs and question ballots. The Canvas Board proceedings are open to the public to observe. The proceedings will also be live streamed on the city's YouTube channel. Final election results will not be available until the Canvas Board meets. The election results will be included in the agenda packet that will be released Thursday evening and be presented to the City Council on Monday, May 8th for certification. The City of Kenai wants more people to apply for municipal jobs. The City Council had a work session this week to brainstorm and consider ideas to increase those numbers. Kenai is one of many cities and towns across the state who are struggling to recruit and retain workers. Find more news at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.